Welcome to the Click for More Customers podcast. Your host is Ted Prodromo, best-selling author of The Ultimate Guide to LinkedIn for Business and Ultimate Guide to Twitter for Business. Ted is recognized as America's leading LinkedIn coach, helping you grow your business while living the life of your dreams.
Welcome, everybody. It's Ted Prodromo. And this is Social Selling TV, and you can visit past episodes. I'll edit that out. Welcome, everybody. It's Ted Prodromo. Welcome to Social Selling TV. You can watch past episodes at socialsellingtelevision.com. Just download the app, and you can watch it on Apple TV or any Apple device. And today's guest is Anthony Frank, and I've met you through Alex Mondosian's world. We've met a few times online, but this is our first time we've been face-to-face. So today we're going to talk about social connection optimization discovery, and it's a topic near and dear to my heart. Is, you know, everybody's on social media, and it seems there's a license to spam people and be really aggressive with them when you're on social media, but Anthony has a whole different approach. So welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So how did you end up in this social media world?
Well, I started out learning SEO, search engine optimization. So how to get found on Google, right? And I know you have a background in that as well. And after a while of doing it, I was talking to one of my mentors and he was like, look, SEO is one piece of the puzzle. Like, where's the overall marketing umbrella? You know, it's one spec. So I started to learn a little bit more about social media. So I learned Facebook ads. And then from there, I was like, wow, this is really kind of cool. What else can I do? So I started doing Hangout videos. And before I knew it, it just kind of spilled over into learning lots of little things about each of the platforms and how they apply to any one entrepreneur or marketer or any business that wants to effectively market themselves in the digital age. And it kind of grew and grew and grew. And then I met Alex Mondosian and I joined Pushbutton Influence. And he was like, you need to start a show. So I was like, great. And then during the process of making that show, I discovered that, hey, you have to connect with people. You have to connect with people to get them on your show. You have to connect with people through the camera to get them to watch your show. And it's all about connection. It's not about search engine optimization. It's about social connection optimization, right?
So awesome. Yeah.
That's how I discovered it. And that's what brought me here.
We're still doing business the way we did hundreds of years ago. It's face-to-face communication at some point, but social media lets us connect with millions of people, literally.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just on a blab this morning, and Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank was there, so I jumped in the room and started talking with them. So how would I have ever met Kevin Harrington? The likelihood of that happening is almost none.
Right.
Right? Unless you know someone that knows him, and then possibly can get connected, but somehow I stumbled into a blab that he was in, and now we have made a social connection. So
what would you do next? Now you've been on a show with Kevin. How are you going to keep in touch with him?
I'm probably going to find a way to send him a message, either Facebook message or LinkedIn connect, some way to reach back out to him and say, hey, thanks for having me in the room during your show, and super awesome to connect with you. And I was just recently on Ted's show, right? A little transfer of trust. Since I know that you know him and that you had him on your show, now I can leverage some of that relationship trust. So that would probably be my next approach to that.
Yeah. People forget to follow up. I think it's a one-time touch and then they're ready to buy from you. But it's just touch, 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 touch all the time. Just little touches.
Yeah. And I was at a meetup last night. Maurice Domino, he speaks about the $1 million message. And he calls it the KLT, right? Not the BLT, the KLT. He's like, you got to get them to know, like, and trust you, right? So there it goes again. And like you're saying, that's the same thing that's existed in business long before the digital age, but it applies just the same.
Right. And once you build those relationships, I find you get better customers that spend more with you, they buy more from you more often, and then they refer you, which it's awesome to get referrals.
Absolutely, right? And they're referring you people that are like-minded, so it's a lot less of the sorting out the wrong buyers, right?
Right.
Or the not ideal customers, I guess.
Kind of pre-qualifies them in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And now they're a warm lead because they were referred by somebody that already knows, likes, and trusts you.
Right, exactly. So do you still do SEO, or you've moved on from that to social now?
I do it a little bit here and there. I do it for some clients, and I do it for myself at times, depending on how much bandwidth I have for the week. But I'm more about connecting and reaching people, a little less heavy on the keyword research and just constantly like stuffing pages with content to rank it for posts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still do it a little bit. I feel like SEO is kind of dying off, and what's really going to be the deciding factor in how much visibility and exposure people have is if they're actually making relationships, they're making connections, and they're upkeeping that connection relationship, like you said, by following up, by being engaged, by adding value to their tribe, by being a good receiver. All of those things are eventually going to outweigh SEO.
Yeah. I thought that too, and I stopped following SEO a few years ago. And I saw something the other day that there's more Google searches than ever, and most are coming from phones now. I thought, nobody's ever going to pull up a browser on their phone and search Google, but they do.
Yeah, and they do it with audio, right? So they talk it in. They pick up their phone, Google, tell me whatever XYZ thing.
Right.
And so now that's the power of optimizing the audio in your videos. So you have the keywords that people talk into Google on their phone, and then those keywords will end up being picked up through the search engine algorithms that are audible or audio.
Yeah.
That overlay the videos. So.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in.
Especially if you're repurposing into transcripts, you want to get those keywords used in the videos so that they'll end up in the transcripts later anyway.
Yeah, you know, actually that is a great point because people don't transcribe their videos. And I did a hangout recently and I transcribed it and I just posted the PDF. And I got a Google alert the next day for my name, and it was the transcript in a PDF on my website.
That's super smart. See, yeah. There you go.
Because I was just thinking before that, God, I haven't seen a Google alert for my name in a long time, and I'm always posting content. And there it goes. And it was transcription, just like you said.
That's brilliant. There's a lot that you could learn in those details right there.
Yeah. So what's your favorite social network now?
I love Blab. And I'll tell you why I love Blab. Hangouts is great. You get that extra juice from Google because it's Google products. But with Blab, there's a built-in community. There's traffic there. If you have zero exposure, zero reach, zero fan base, you can get on a Blab and you'll leave with people following you, joining you, engaging with you, interacting with you. And so I love the platform. The community itself is awesome. Blab built it for the millennials to hang out with each other and spend time together, but they didn't really adopt it. They didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But the marketers went over and said, this is awesome, and we kind of just took it over. So I love Blab. Right now it's my favorite. It connects with Twitter and Facebook, which is nice. You can share out the 30-second spots, which is good. And one of the really cool things I love about it, when you record on there, it saves and sends you the MP4 and the MP3. So it's kind of like if you're going to do a Blab, your podcast is pretty much done for you. All you need to do is upload the file, which I really love.
Yeah, I do a social selling Wednesday every Wednesday morning at 8 Pacific with two other guys in this group we're doing. And I love that. It goes right to my podcast. I put a little trailer on the front and the back and then just upload it to my podcast.
Yeah.
We're bringing people in the seats because Hangouts is kind of hard sometimes if you want to invite them in to be on camera. Sometimes it doesn't work. Or Blab, it's like, come on in.
I've seen that struggle with my audience. I started on Hangouts, and so many of them struggle to get in the room. Even if you give them the in-the-room chat link, they still struggle to get in because they either aren't familiar with the Hangout process or they're not familiar enough with Google products to know how to log into their account to get in. And it's a constant struggle. They get frustrated. So I stream the show on Periscope. A lot of them rather just watch it on Periscope. Mm-hmm. Because they don't really want. And then now I stream the show on my own website. I gave them like a pretty link so that they don't have to log into Hangouts, right? Because they were like struggling. And I had to find a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on Blab. So I'm kind of leaning more towards Blab, and I might just kind of not do the Hangouts anymore. The hard part is, being from SEO, I love the fact that Google puts the Hangout on YouTube for you, and you get credibility there, and you can link back to your site with that video.
Right.
So at one point, it's like, I don't want to not use it, but at the same time, there's better ways to get to reach people that makes it more easy and user-friendly for them to enjoy the show and tune in.
Blab has that viral effect too, because you can tweet and post on Facebook and people seem to just find it.
Right? Yeah, and they love to share it with each other, which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Like if Periscope, I love the platform. Super easy to use. It's on your phone now. Facebook Live, same thing. Love the platform. But both of those require you to have an audience. If you don't have an audience, you're on the Periscope by yourself, right? With Blab, that's not the case. You could have no audience. You get on there, people will jump in the room just based on what the title of the video says.
Right.
And hang out with you. So it's a really great platform. Highly recommend it to anybody.
So that was a good point you just made. Don't skip over that one. The title of your Blab will attract followers.
Absolutely, right? It's marketing copy. You got to put something in there that's short enough to be a tweet, that's good enough to get attention, and if people on Blab are on Blab, they find it in the either live section or upcoming section, and they'll make a decision to either subscribe or jump in and tune in. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, that's a great platform.
I think the Kevin Harrington show, it said something about Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. So they're leveraging something in the title that's going to get your attention that you know, that you trust, you're familiar with, and then you might go check it out. I don't think he had more than 30 people in there any one time, and most of it was like about 15. But even then, he's out there exposing himself to people that might not have seen him or known of him or didn't know about the events that they were promoting. Like I think one was about freedom. And the other one was about the Shark Tank Think Tank contest that they're doing. So it's just, you got to get out there. Like at the meetup last night, Casey Eberhardt was saying, production before perfection, and get out as many places as you can, get your content out there so that people can see it, so that they come back to you, and so that you can keep building prospects that turn into raving fans over time, right?
Yeah, I think like consistency is the key. Like Alex Mondosian, he does a weekly hangout every Friday at noon Pacific. He is online.
Absolutely. Consistency is key. He calls it commitment. I love that. You know, I never understood the difference between passion and commitment until I met Alex and he actually explained it to me. And so I love that as well. And even he... Okay, that's a perfect example. Somebody that is willing to sacrifice a little bit on the SEO side so that the marketing titles of his shows are the most attractive to people, right? Because I've told him before, hey, what if you wrote really heavy SEO-friendly titles for all your weekly shows? How much better would your Hangouts produce results for you? And he's like, yes, but at the same time, I want to have a better quality marketing hook for my title. And so that's the power in itself of having great titles. No matter if you're on Hangouts or Blab or wherever your blog posts, whatever it is that you're writing titles for, it's the hook, it's the draw.
So explain that difference between passion and commitment from Alex. Can you share that?
Yeah. Okay. So Alex says passion is the fire, right? You have fire, but you can only have so much fire before the fire burns out. Commitment is the wood, right? This is Alex Mondosian. Commitment is the wood, so you have to have the wood to burn the fire, and I love that.
That's great. Yeah, because the fire will burn out with your passion. You just, when you're consistent, the fire keeps burning.
Right, you can only be so passionate.
Right. And then everything we put online
now. Yeah, you can only be so passionate, but you can certainly be committed.
Yeah, exactly. So what's next for you? I see Blab is actually going to be changing their app a little bit, I saw. They're going to go in a kind of a different direction, but they're still going to do the live streaming. But so if somebody comes to you and says, what platform is best for the live streaming? You explain Blab, why you like that. What about Facebook Live?
I was going to say, it depends on your audience, but definitely Facebook Live is probably a great place. As far as ease of use, I love Facebook Live. You can do it very quickly. It's easy. It's from your personal account, which is good. You can share the video wherever you want, which is also good. The way Casey did it last night, he did it from Periscope. Then he saved the Periscope to his phone. Then he spread that all over the internet. So you could do it that way as well, I guess. Or you could do self-contained videos. Edit them, post-edit them, and then put them out there. But for live broadcast, I like Blab. I do understand that it's not really for us, and so they're focusing on how can we get the millennials' attention and make something that they want to use. And it depends on your business. If you're in the market of local, you might not really be on the Blab network very much. Do it a whole lot. Facebook Live would be perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. I just saw today I'm getting a message. My internet connection is unstable. Am I still here? Okay. Sounds like we're okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I just saw Facebook Live is that letting you bring people in. They're back expanding Facebook Live so you can have multiple people in a waiting room.
Oh, you were saying, right?
Yeah.
They are?
I just saw that today. I don't think it's working yet, but it's coming very soon.
Oh, nice. That is awesome. Yeah. That is really cool.
So how else
that's one of the things.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say that's one of the things that makes Blab so cool is you can have multiple people in the room with you. It's a little bit different than Hangouts. It's more community driven, right? So if Facebook Live is gonna let you have people on there with you. That could be pretty cool. I'd like to see how that goes. I've been using it on the weekends to do like a weekly marketing recap, mm-hmm. and I like the platform. I think it's kind of cool. I definitely think no matter what niche you are, any business, entrepreneur, marketing company, whatever it is, you need to have some type of live broadcast going on.
Right.
Whether it's on Periscope or it's on Snapchat or it's on Facebook Live or it's on Blab or Hangouts or wherever it is that you want to do it. And I know there's some other no-name sites that are also doing that stuff. Ustream or something like that. But just go out there and do it. Right? Take action, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. Just take some action and get the results. The one negative about Snapchat is it disappears as soon as you're done with it. So it's kind of like you're making all this content for no reason. But at the same time, it has that scarcity factor. It gets the audience to want to watch it because once it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And with Snapchat, you really need to build the following of people. That's all word of mouth.
Yeah.
To get people to follow you anyway. So once they're following you, then they're looking forward to seeing your snaps and they'll probably recommend you to other people. So
and then no matter go to your what website, it is, right? Drive them to your website from your Snapchats.
Yeah. Or even if you're on Instagram, you can just record videos on Instagram and drive them over to wherever you want them to go.
Yeah.
I know with Subi Zimmerman, she's like the Instagram expert and she was on a Blab the other day and she was asking about like, oh, what's new with Blab? And I was like, well, Blab has, a button now you can push publish it to YouTube when it's done with the Blab. And her attitude was like, well, I wouldn't want to just put my Blabs on YouTube. I'd want my YouTube videos to be well polished and made for YouTube. And I totally get that. But for most people, it doesn't need to be perfect. Just get it out there.
Right.
Get eyeballs to see it. Get people to connect and follow and subscribe. And like you said, have some call to action. Send the traffic somewhere to do something. And usually the easiest thing to do is just have them stay on the platform they're on and follow you or like you or comment or share it with a friend. But even if you want to get them somewhere else, tell them where to go, right? Tell them what to do next.
So. Yeah. So who does this work for? I know what kind of clients you work with, coaches and speakers or?
For social connection?
Yeah.
Well, normally social connection is something I'm working on for myself. And I do it for some of my clients in different ways within like the umbrella of, let's say, social media management. There's building influence. There's building community mm-hmm. for them on their pages. So I kind of do it in that way. I also work with some local businesses, not too many anymore. I've shifted my focus from helping local businesses to working with like the bigger, better marketers in the industry right now and being a part of what they're doing to grow their brand. From behind the scenes. And I really like that a lot more. So they already know how to market their business. They already know the value in having people like us that understand the climate in the marketplace and can plug in and add value into the business itself for the user. So I do a lot of stuff with them. And unfortunately, it's all NDAs, so I can't really elaborate too much on it. But yeah, so my feeling is, who's Social Connection for? It's for anybody that has a business. It's for anybody that's an author, a speaker, a trainer, a brick-and-mortar business owner. It's like Alex says all the time. If you're a serial entrepreneur or you own a business, it's for you, right? You need to connect with people. You need to build brand recognition, be top of mind, as Maurice Domino says, you know, get that know, like, and trust factor going on. And like Alex says all the time, it's much easier to take buyers and turn them into repeat buyers. And that's a better way to grow your business than constantly trying to take cold traffic and turn them into leads that turn into buyers, right? The cold traffic to leads to buyers is great, but you really want to have the buyers become repeat buyers, because they become the raving fans that beat the drum for you. And all of that is relationship, right? It's getting them to say, hey, I opened my wallet, I trust you. We have a relationship now. I'm a client or a customer or whatever you want to call them in your business, a consumer, whatever type of phrase you title those people that bought from your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you want to build that up and then keep it going. Get them to come back again and again. I worked for In-N-Out for 7 years. What they're great at is having a very clean restaurant, making good food, having a very simple menu, and getting people to come back and tell their friends about how great it is. And, yeah. And so that's the diehard mentality you want to adopt. I'm writing a book right now. It's called Hire Smiles and Train Skills. You can't teach people to be happy, but you can teach them to do just about anything online or offline.
Mm-hmm.
You find happy people are attractive. People are attracted to them. They want to connect with them. They want to meet and talk and build a relationship. And so all of that applies to social connection. So no matter who you are, no matter what niche or business you're in, adopt some form of live stream advertising, or at least some form of video or audio podcasting, something in your business on a consistent basis, and be a likable person that people want to do business with. People want to connect with you and build that relationship and cultivate that and maintain it and keep it going and growing. And that will lead to more prospects, buyers, and repeat buyers in your business. Because like you said earlier, that's people that like you, that bought from you, that recommend you to other people.
Yep. No, it's so easy now, because this is totally free what we're doing here. Zoom is free.
I'm
not even doing the paid account. This is the free account. And I can take this. This will go out to YouTube. This will go out to Apple TV. We'll be able to spread this very quickly. So
yeah, and that's something I just learned. I didn't know Zoom had a free account. I thought they only had a paid program. So there you go. And like you said in the beginning, we've kind of met before indirectly online, but we never got the chance to really get to connect and talk. And so now we go forward with a stronger understanding and relationship.
Yeah. I talk to people from all over the world every week. Different with Zoom or with Skype or different ways. So it's really easy to connect with people and build those relationships.
Yeah, and that's one of the huge benefits to having a weekly committed show, right? I've been fortunate enough to interview people in Australia, in the UK now. So now all of a sudden my reach has gone from Santa Clarita Valley to worldwide, right? And I see there's times when Alex goes and speaks in like Brazil and Malaysia and Thailand. And now I see people that he just spoke to at Guerrilla Business Intensive retweeting my tweets that have his picture in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or retweeting or liking and commenting on my Facebook posts that have memes with Alex and his quotes, right? So now I'm connecting to all these other people. I had firewalls on my website that to try to block all the robot traffic, spam traffic.
Yeah.
And as I start to see the reach grow, I have to keep taking the firewalls down country by country, because people are like, hey, I'm trying to access your website, but it just shows me this FBI page. And I was like, oh, hold on, let me take off the firewall. that way you can come in and read the articles. So it's really awesome. And that's the power of doing video on the web. That's the power of building relationships and connecting with people, right. You know, and you're the LinkedIn expert, you know, they named it connections for a reason, right?
Right.
They wanted to, right? Every platform has a way of describing friends, followers, whatever. With LinkedIn, it's connections. It's people connecting with people.
Yeah.
So that's a lot to be said about.
And fortunate thing is, like, we connect with all these people 99.9% of the time. We never have any communication other than, hey, great to connect with you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the benefits of, like, the Facebook groups, right? We get to know each other. What are we working on? We share that information. We get to share and support each other in our goals to achieve more in our business. And I love that. One of my friends, Ed Bernstein, he always says, if you met somebody once, you should follow up with them six times. He's like, chances are six times is going to make it so that they'll never forget you. And if they wanted to buy something from you by the sixth time or earlier, yeah, they would have already bought it from you. So he's like, meet them once, follow up with them six times.
Yeah. Things that work well is like sharing their social media posts or liking or retweeting their tweets. People love that. It's amazing. If you retweet someone's tweet, more than not, they're going to direct message you back, say, hey, thanks for that. Or they'll retweet your next tweet.
Absolutely, right? It's the law of reciprocity.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. When we were first getting near the end of PBI launch, I was hitting Twitter hard to grow as many followers as I could. Since then, I've been really busy, so I haven't had a lot of time to do much on Twitter. So I just go on there occasionally and retweet stuff. I'm still getting followers, not at the pace I would if I was really working the channel.
Yeah.
But I'm still getting followers, just retweeting other people's stuff, and they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that Roberto Blake does, which I absolutely think is brilliant, I love this. On Twitter, he actually sends people video direct messages to thank them specifically for XYZ thing. So he'll be like, hey, I'm glad you liked that thing that you retweeted. Thanks so much for retweeting that. I'll look out for your next tweets and I'll see you soon. Have a good one. Create something awesome, right?
Wow.
So I love that. And like he said, on New Year's Eve last year, he spent 2.5 hours just sending out individual personalized video tweet direct messages on Twitter to all of the fans that were saying Happy New Year to him.
Wow.
And that is relationship building capital, right? How many big influencers got over 100,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel take the time to send you an individual video thank you message?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Or my buddy Bruce Waterman, brilliant guy, okay, experiencereminder.com. You go over there, you get an app on your phone, and you send people thank you cards from your phone with gifts, and now you built the database because you have their name, their physical address, and their phone number, along with whatever other information you gathered from them. But you just reminded them about the experience you've had together with a physical gift, right? Yeah. And so, like, one of my college professors used to say, there's nothing like writing a handwritten note, right? People don't do that anymore. It stands out. So,
right.
experiencereminder.com, check that out. Really cool. Bruce Waterman showed me that one. Really cool stuff.
So, one of the biggest complaints people always come to me with is, I don't have time to do all this social media stuff. What do you say when people say that to you?
I get it. Everybody's busy and they don't have time, but the reality is they're not committed to making the time, okay? So just be committed to making a small amount of time. The way Casey did his presentation last night, he talked about in 10 minutes, what can I do to market my business and repurpose it all over the internet? And so his method was shoot a 3-minute Periscope, take that video from my phone, put it on Facebook, put it on my Facebook fan pages, put it up on YouTube, put it on Instagram, and tweet about it. And there we go, I'm done, right? And he did it all in about 15 minutes. He's like, it could be a lot better. It could be a lot more polished. It could be a lot more optimized to get found with tags. But he's like, at least I did it. I did something, right? Take some action. So if you don't have the time, don't just run out and hire any old person. Find somebody that really knows what they're doing that can add value and do it right. That would be one recommendation. Another would be just make a small amount of time, right? 5 minutes. Use like an if this, then that or something that create the recipes that say, when I do this, it also does this for me, right? That's another way to do it. Just find little things to do that make a big difference, right? A small degree of change can make a huge difference in your trajectory. So just doing a 60-second Facebook Live video to your audience once a day would be great,
right?
Especially if you're not doing it yet. Or just interviewing someone on a show once a week is fantastic, because then you have a lot of continuity, a lot of content, and you're building a consistent way for people to tune into your stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't have time, you can go on your phone to RevRecorder.com or whatever it is, the Rev Recorder app. Here it is Rev Recorder, voice recorder. You can record audio into your phone. It can be transcribed for $1 a minute, and you could throw that up on your website, right? You could record the audio, and you can put it up on a podcast. It's great to have a podcast, because people that are listeners that learn by listening, they tune into podcasting. If they subscribe to your channel, they choose to continue to learn from you.
Right.
So that's another way to do it. There's so many ways. With Snapchat, it's only a 10-second video. Everybody has 10 seconds
right.
to market their business, okay? So there's ways to do it. You don't need to do it all. Sure, it's nice to have it all, but just get something done, right? I do SEO for years. I don't always have time to SEO optimize every article that I've published, but I'd rather have every episode up on my website as a blog post so people can watch them, and maybe they're not SEO friendly because I didn't have the time that week, but I just got it done.
Yep.
I don't know where it is, but oh, it's in my closet. Alex's book, in the beginning of his book, he says, in Alexisms, he says, I spent an hour this morning typing on my laptop. I don't even know what I really wrote, but I'm glad that it's finished, and I'm not going to go recheck it.
Right.
So just slay the dragon. I think he calls it, the two-headed dragon of perfectionism and procrastination, right? Slay those dragons, just get it done.
Yeah.
I love Snapchat. I think it's fun. It's kind of counterintuitive in a way that you're doing the work and it doesn't keep working for you.
Right.
But at the same time, that's one of the perks of the platform, right? If you follow Zach Spuckler on Periscope, he purposely doesn't save his recordings. He wants his audience to feel the pressure and the scarcity that they need to tune in live to get the content before it disappears.
Uh-huh.
Totally understand that. That's one of the benefits of Snapchat. It's going to disappear. One of the negatives is you did the work, but now it's gone. Right.
Yep.
So with some ways, it's better to just have the recordings and let them keep working for you. Right. Lab episodes, past episodes of your Hangout shows, Facebook Live, whatever it is that you want to do. Get it out there somehow.
Yep.
Even if it's only 60 seconds. You know, one of the things Alex has been doing is a 2-minute Facebook Live video.
Right.
So just to show people, hey, if you haven't started a show yet, start a show. Even if it's 60 seconds, just start a show.
Yep. It all counts.
Tell people what to do. Yeah, it all counts. And ideally, most of the places you're doing it are platforms where it can continually work for you long after you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One of my most viewed YouTube videos ever is how to install a Facebook Pixel. And it's the old Pixel, right? So that one doesn't apply anymore. So the other day I just made a new video that was 30 seconds that says, hey, you're looking for how to install the Facebook conversion pixel. Well, you need to do the new one.
Right.
Then I went on the old video and I just made a little overlay that said, this video doesn't apply anymore. Click here and go watch the other video. And then when they get to the other video, it's like, hey, by the way, I'm glad you're here to learn that. I can show you how. Here's the link. And then they go over to the website and now they have to opt in to get access to the training. So.
That's great. Yeah, I just did a search the other day for LinkedIn training. And out of the top 10 results, like 9 out of the 10 videos were like 4 or 5 years old. I'm like, oh, this is a huge opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right? Different from 5 years ago.
And if we want to do a chop segment right here for your video, then we could be like, hey, do you want to learn about LinkedIn training? Fantastic, because Ted is the expert. And I'm here to say that I've learned a lot from him already. I highly recommend you do the same. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Right.
Right? So now we can cut that out, and it's got the keyword we want in there, and we can put that up on YouTube and optimize it. We can put it up on our other social networks. We can make a Hangout video about the published content that we just created.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to to repurpose and spread and get your message out there. I recommend that to everybody. Even if it's one short video that you find ways to reuse and use,
right?
Or if it's a long interview that you find ways to repurpose many different styles and cutting it down and editing it and making it small consumables, whatever it takes.
Yep. No, it's, you just got to do it. Do 1 minute a day. That's what I say with LinkedIn. Just get on there for 5 minutes. And I actually created a checklist for people. Here, Monday, do this. Tuesday, do this. And spend 15 minutes and that's it. And they see great results. So just,
I love that. I'd love to have the checklist. I'm going to do a LinkedIn challenge soon. So I'm glad that you're in there.
Yeah.
And I want to have you on for that so we can talk.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
So how do people get a hold of you? Follow you.
you could go, everything is pretty much Planet XEO. So facebook.com Planet XEO. If you're on Twitter, at Twitter, it's the @ Planet XEO. If you want to watch like past episodes of my show, planetxeo.com/live, that'll take you over there. Or you could just go to bettermarketingmondays.com. On Blab, it's at Planet XEO. I'd love to have you guys on Blab. We're doing a Blabaday challenge, so you can go to blabadaychallenge.com. It'll just redirect you over to my Blab channel. But yeah, we started the show because it was doing good, and it was part of the PBI curriculum was, hey, you have to start a show.
Right.
And then after we did the launch, I was like, I'm just going to do a Blab every day for the rest of the year. And like Alex says, he's the foremost master virtual presenter because he has more time in the saddle than anyone else in front of a camera doing virtual presentation. So my attitude was, if I do a Blab a day for the rest of the year, I'll have 270 Blab episodes on my channel. Wow. And I might very well have the most virtual presentation time on Blab, and I'll be the foremost Blab expert. So, and it's kind of cool. I've learned things along the way. I don't know where my cards are. I have cards everywhere. But every day I just write, hey, this is Blab day 31, and I'll hold up the card. But then on the back of the card, I just make notes. Hey, this is what I learned about Blab today, or this is something that Blab changed. And so now I can curate all that and make a book out of it. So we're going to have a book that comes out, and we'll probably call it like Master Blab or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can make an info product out of everything we learned about Blab. And it's like Gary Vee says, one of the best ways to sell a book is to get a community of people, a tribe, to follow you for the course of a year. And at the end of the year, sell them the book about the last year of your life.
There you go.
So that's kind of what we're going to do with the model. And so, yeah, at Planet XEO on Twitter, on Blab, on Facebook, or my website, planetxeo.com. And if you want to tune into past episodes of the show, planetxeo.com/live.
See, that's a really important point there. You have the same people who just search Planet XEO on Google and they're going to find you. Some people have different names for their podcast, different names for everything. It's like they can't find anybody.
So yeah. That's a great tip. Oh, yeah. It has to be continuity, right? It drives me nuts because my Skype is so old that it's an old name. And I don't want to get rid of the account because it's already got all of like the grandfathered in perks.
Yeah.
He's like, I see people that get on Skype, they're like, I can't share my screen without buying an upgrade. I was like, I don't know. I've had this thing forever. It just works.
Right. Exactly.
So, and it kills me because it's not Planet XEO. And I'm just like, oh, I hate that. But other than that, they're all the same, right? You got to make it easy for people to communicate. Marketing is communication, right?
Yeah.
So if people can't remember, right, one of my mentors told me a long time ago, does it pass the phone test? And I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, if somebody was on the phone with you and they said, how do I get to your website? And you said, Planet XEO, can they find it? Do they know? Can they type it in? Or are they going to have to ask you, how do you spell that?
Right.
What was that again? You don't want them to do that. It's not passing the phone test. He's like, if it can't pass the phone test, then why are you doing it? Get easy to use communication, marketing communication.
That's awesome. Great tips. This has been really fun.
It was fantastic to be here. I had such a great time. I'm jealous of your background. I'm going to order one right now.
Yeah, it's Etsy. Just go to Etsy. They have like lots of vendors. They're not bad at all.
Oh, really? I didn't even think of that. I was on a website that actually like makes the banners with the pole pockets and
yeah.
Like the carpet,
there's sites too. Etsy has some work at home kind of people, and they're about half the price.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, because they were like about 50 or 60 bucks.
Yeah.
Really cheaper.
So,
nice.
Yep.
I'll check it out. Thanks for
okay.
the tip.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Anthony. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. It was nice being on the show, Ted. Thank you so much.
Okay.